I invite everyone to rise in body or in spirit, and let us join in our opening carol, O Come, All Ye Faithful. Probably we ought to sing it in English. Christmas is upon us. The celebration waits neither for schedules nor for psyche's preparation. Nature's symmetry, rhythmic rounding toward light, isn't reflected inevitably. The human heart season travels an irregular course. Christmas may coincide exactly when life least moves to joyful proclamation. Nonetheless, Christmas is upon us, arriving precisely when long night is darkest, coldest, loneliness, it comes. It comes to break open our lonely restraint. It comes to break down our cold resistance. It comes to break in upon our dark resistance. Unprepared, let Christmas reside in our midst. Dwell among us, inhabit our lives with warmth and light. Ready, not ready, prepare your ears to hear, eyes to see, hearts to receive, hands to serve. Christmas healing annunciation lying within, through, beyond despair is here. Peace, goodwill, love. Well, a warm welcome on this chilly, snowless Christmas Eve. It is good to see so many people here gathered together in community for this service. I love to see your smiling faces and the anticipation in the eyes of so many. I want to express special appreciation to our musicians for the evening and to those who have agreed to serve as our readers. And I want to say a special word of warm welcome if there are guests and visitors with us tonight. We hope that you will come back to see us again. And we like to always welcome guests and visitors here. I'm going to mention a couple of instructions now, but I will repeat them as we move through the service. The first one is that toward the end of the service, when we sing Silent Night and when we light our candles, you're asked to please gather around the room. It was mentioned that it's easier to clean wax off the rugs than it is off the pew cushions, so that will help to keep the pew cushions clean. And then after we have stood and as we sing, the ushers will start the candle lighting and you will pass it down from person to person. And then at the conclusion of Silent Night, I will give the benediction, and then you can begin to move out of the room. You do not have to stay standing during the postlude. So I'll remind you as we move ahead. But now let us move ahead with this service.
The White Wolf of Winter. When the white wolf of winter stalks through the snow with the dead year in its mouth, when the days grow short as a dying soul's breath, when earth is iron and water is stone, when cold kills and darkness overwhelms the spirit in us, then it is that the strange thing happens. Out of the depths of despair, joy blossoms. Out of December, death, life bursts forth. For Christmas comes. Christmas comes like a star in the east, like an angel singing, like a God assuming mortality, like all the impossible things that mystify the mind and secretly delight the heart. Now the carols ring and children shout. Now the candles shine and the fire burns bright on the Christmas hearth. And now the white wolf slinks away into the night and, crouching in the darkness, watches hopelessly its prey. For even a beast can recognize defeat and in some dumb, inchoate way know that life has conquered death.
the darkness of the year comes upon us.
And then Christmas, the festival of lights.
The celebration of a single birth, of a single star, of an ageless hope.
And the light shines in the darkness.
In this time when the days grow short, the time of the long night and the darkness and the cold, light in our hearts, the light of faith.
We have faced, each one, our own times of darkness. We have been discouraged and lonely. We have been afraid.
Yet we trust that we too will find light for our darkness and turn again to life with courage and with faith.
Join together in singing Dark of Winter. You can rise in body or in spirit.
Christmas story. It came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that we should all go to the cities of our birth to be counted and taxed. Joseph and Mary, his espoused wife, who was great with child, went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into the city of David, which was called Bethlehem. So it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should give birth. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. There were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks. And the angel of God came to them and said, "Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be for all people. For unto you is born this day a Savior. Suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, and to all goodwill. The shepherds went with haste to see what had come to pass. They found Mary and Joseph, and with them the babe lying in a manger. When they had seen it, they made it known to all and praised God for what they had heard and seen. There also came three strangers from the east who had heard of the birth of the child. A star went before them till it came and shone over the young child. When they saw the child, they fell down and wondered at him. And they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And Mary, the mother, saw all that had happened and pondered it in her heart.
Oh, here. Christmas has come once more to the earth. Light in our hearts, the light of hope. Let us remember that the great and holy may sometimes be found in unlikely and unaccustomed places, and that from the most humble beginnings, children come who carry within them the seeds of greatness and a great light. As we remember that in each one of us an unquenchable and eternal light burns, may we recognize the importance and promise of every child who is born into the world.
Number 237, the First Noel.
Nicest Gift I Ever Got by Clark Dewey Wells. During the season of gift giving, a good exercise is to make a list of the best gifts we ever got. That will tell us what is important for ourselves and for people we want to give gifts to. Well, I remember a Daniel Boone hat and a magician set with special affection. The nicest gifts I ever got are in quite another category. To Carolyn Ure at Rockefeller Center Chapel, who let me strike on one of the largest tuned bells in the world during his playing of Ein Feste Burg. My mother giving me a set of a complete Shakespeare set for my 14th birthday. Coach Al Terry saying, "Little Wells, grab your bonnet," and permitting me to enter as a freshman into my first varsity football game. A beautiful lady on a ship when I was still an acty teenager who kissed my face and told me she thought I was handsome. Dr. Henry Nelson Weeman telling me he had thought for several hours about a question I had raised and responding with a written answer the next day in front of the whole class. Night after night, my father playing catch with me in the backyard until it got so dark we couldn't see the ball. A Unitarian minister in Kalamazoo who put his arm around me after my father died and kept it there for a long time. A friend who flew several hundred miles to visit me when I was sick, and a buddy who went to see three movies with me on the same day. The nicest gifts people have given me have been enabling, confirming gifts, bestowing understanding and self-esteem, help in time of trouble and delight for ordinary days. May I suggest that you too draw up your list of the nicest gifts you ever received. I think it will give some perspective to the kind of gifts we really want to give to others this Christmas or any time.
this time of giving of gifts, lovingly made and carefully chosen. At this time when we share with one another that which is deepest and dearest to us, light in our hearts the light of love.
Heal in our hearts the wounds of misunderstanding, mistakes, and regrets. Help us to reach out with joy and grace for the gifts which love and life offer us, and sustain our hopes and labors towards that time when all people shall be joined in a world of compassion and peace.
May we share this Christmas the best of who we are with those we love.
May we live in gratitude for the priceless gifts of life.
Our carol is number 244. It came upon the midnight clear. I like to call it the Justice Carol. It was written by Unitarian minister Edmund Hamilton Sears.
Thank you. Practicing the Scales of Rejoicing by Richard Gilbert. We had forgotten how to sing until angel voices from mythical realms of glory split the night with their song. We had forgotten how dark and deep the night until the pure light of a birthing star opened our unseeing eyes. We had forgotten the miracle of new life until some unknown poet caught and sang the mystery. How weary our step until the quickening holy day season. How routine our stride before hearing a different song in the night. How burdened with habit, now infused with time-honored freshness. For the time being, I see a magical night of joy. For the time being, ears hear melodies of the spirit over time's tumults. For the time being, hearts comprehend what minds but dully grasp. For the time being is all we have, we who are mortal flesh, somewhere between the triumphant night of birth and the dark day of death we stand. Somewhere between silence of beginning and the eternal deathless silence of ending, we pause. For the time being is all we have for practicing the scales of rejoicing, for singing into the dark and unknown night, for singing, for flinging faithful tunes against the cold silence, for beating rhythms of the soul over the cosmic cacophony, for making melodies of meaning in the midst of senseless space, for drawing from constricted voices sounds of joy despite all the sadness. For the time being is all we have for practicing the scales of rejoicing.
In this happy season, light in our hearts the light of joy. To miss the joy of Christmas is to miss its holiest secret. Let each of us build into our Christmas all that is bright and warm and joyful, the holiest and the most precious of human qualities. Let there come into our hearts the wisdom to be for a little time like a little child, to warm ourselves by the fires of imagination, to learn the abiding wisdom in poetry, in legend, and in song. Let this be the season where the wisdom and time are ours for the seeking and the asking, and where joy may abound.
Join in singing Joy to the World, number 245. Let's join together in a period of prayer and meditation and reflection. Thou who hast called us out of the darkness into the marvelous light of life and love, help us to find our way through the noise and turmoil of these days to the true meaning of Christmas, to its quiet joys, to its peace. Teach us that we cannot hear the songs until our own hearts learn to sing them, and that the most important gifts which we can give to one another cannot be wrapped and put under the Christmas tree. Show us whose needs are so great, how close we are to what we seek, and how often the things we want most desperately are ours already, if we will stretch out our hands. Help us to be brave enough for life and love, and guide us in our search through doubt and darkness until we find a faith which knows no place or season, until we learn at last that though the very stars may wander, there is that within us which need never lose its way. Amen. Carl Sandburg's poem, Special Starlight. The creator of night and of birth was the maker of the stars. Shall we look up now at stars in winter and call them always sweeter friends because this story of a mother and a child never is told with the stars left out? Is it a holy night now when a child issues out of the dark and the unknown into the starlight? Down a winter evening sky, when a woman hovers between two great doorways, between entry and exit, between pain to be laughed at, joy to be wept over, do the silver white lines then come from holy stars? Shall the newcomer, the newborn, be given soft flannel swaddling clothes called holy? Shall all wanderers over the earth, all homeless ones, all against whom doors are shut and words spoken, shall these find the earth less strange tonight? Shall they hear news, a whisper on the night wind? A child is born, the meek shall inherit the earth. Shall a quiet dome of stars high over make signs and a friendly language among all nations? Shall they gather with no clenched fists at all and look into each other's eyes and see eye to eye and find ever new testaments of human as sojourner and toiler and companion of fresh understandings? Shall there be now always believers and more believers of sunset and moonrise, of moonset and dawn, of wheeling numbers of stars and wheels within wheels? Shall plain habitations off the well-known roads count now for a little more than they used to? Shall plain ways and people held close to earth be reckoned among things to be written about? Shall tumult, grandeur, fanfare, panoply, prepared loud noises stand equal to a quiet heart, thoughts, vast dreams of our conquering the earth by conquering ourselves? Is there a time for ancient human genius to be set for comparison with the latest generations? Is there a time for stripping to simple, childish questions? On a holy night, we may say, the creator of night and of birth was the maker of the stars. I now invite you to move out to the edges of the room, carrying with you your candles in their holders, and remembering the instructions which are found on the back page. And as we join in singing together Silent Night, Holy Night, the ushers will begin the candle lighting, and you can pass it from person to person around the room as we sing. And the lights are lowered. Remind you again that after the benediction we can depart the room as we have our postlude, and for those who are moved to do so, there will be a service here in the morning at 10 o'clock. And let us close with this thought. May our eyes open to see the stars' light, joy breaking through oppression and fear. May our ears open to hear the song's promise, peace overcoming confusion and strife. May our hearts open to receive the season's call, acts of comfort and love. And may our hands open to take up the unfinished tasks, works of justice and goodwill. Go in peace. Amen.